at Mary.
Welcome to episode 44 of Beef, Wine, and Shenanigans. That which does not give you cancer will probably still give you cancer. Ladies and gentlemen, we are back.
How long were you writing that?
You've been sitting on that.
You have a list of intros, don't you? You got a list of intros.
Oh, wow.
I want to hear the...
Yes, I have lists. I have lists.
I want to hear the Burgess Meredith intro when you get a chance. I know it's there. I know it's random.
I don't even know that. I need to hear this now as well.
You need speed, Rock. You need speed. That would be a starter.
Yeah.
Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, watching us on Facebook Live and listening to us in the future on Blog Talk, good evening. Welcome. Salutations. Pre-Happy Thanksgiving, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa.
Post-Thanksgiving.
But pre-Christmas.
That's right.
Hanukkah and Kwanzaa.
Yes, Christmas. Yes. Exactly. Whatever holiday you feel like.
I celebrate Christmaka too.
Christmaka? And the Festivus for the rest of us. Festivus for the rest of us.
Yes, Festivus.
Very nice.
You're right, Festivus.
Very nice.
Festivus. Happy Merry Festivus, everybody.
The feet
anyway. Not that you don't already know this, but I am SVP, and I am joined by...
Taryn Lopez.
Kirk Johnson.
And...
Mark Abbott.
And here we are, ladies and gentlemen, here to talk about, what are we talking about tonight? We are so going to talk, well, let's get this out of the way. The Walking Dead finale, mid-season.
Who died? Who died?
First off,
I don't know, I have not yet seen it,
so my reaction is going to be 100%, you are going to spoil me right now.
Spoilers.
What happened? Tell me.
Spoiler.
So, tell me.
Should I go into the spoiler, or should I just talk about how
man, rip the Band-Aid off. Come on. All right,
for everybody who saw it and those who didn't and about to get spoiled, Carl got bit.
What?
Carl! I don't know how he got bit, because I couldn't see any
bite in the other eye.
No, shut.
In the stomach.
Really?
So, I'm not sure.
They're trying to give him Pepto.
Word, you gotta shit that shit out.
So
I don't know if that's gonna work.
Wait, can they cut it off? Cut that piece off? Like
just cut off the liver, right?
Yeah, that's what homegirl said on Talking Dead.
Who's this?
So you know what?
I don't think so.
Here's the thing. After what happened to Glenn a couple of seasons back,
yeah,
where we were all sitting there.
Mm-hmm.
Getting down in the dumps because we thought he had gotten ripped open.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I'm wondering. I'm seriously, because the only thing with the bite,
mm-hmm,
it was too clean.
Mm.
It was too clean of a bite.
Oh,
usually, mm-hmm, when somebody gets bit by a zombie, okay, and some minutes have passed,
yeah,
it starts
it
to get
festive.
That. It looks, yeah, a little
looks
festive.
Infected.
It didn't look infected.
Here's my question: Did we actually get to see a zombie bite him, or is there a chance that something else bit him?
I don't know. That's the question that's on the table. Because
so there is a chance. Okay.
One of my problems with the...
Well,
why
that's
are
funny.
We sideways?
That's funny. I just realized that.
Because... I don't know. I don't know. Didn't we record last time?
Yes, we totally did.
Somebody said, am I the only one that has to tilt my head to view this?
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's not good.
Right, let's...
So, all right, we're going to fix this.
We're fixing.
Keep talking.
Okay, so.
Are we going to have to get real thin?
So one of the issues I had going into this episode,
mm-hmm,
everything takes place at night.
Yes.
And it almost felt like the person who directed this or whoever was lighting this,
mm-hmm,
decided, well, we're not going to use... Because I know in film, you use a whole lot of lights to achieve darkness when you're shooting at night.
Yeah.
But it was just to the point where you could barely make out what was going on. You could barely see half of what was going on. So to answer your question about that,
mm-hmm,
I don't know what bit it. I don't know.
Okay.
I never saw anything bite him.
Okay.
I just know that there were a lot of explosions going on. And at some point, he looked more exhausted than he did since the beginning of the battle.
Okay, right.
So I don't know, you know, of course.
So it might have been one of the dumpster people.
It could have been.
A lot, then.
It could have been It could have been, I don't know.
Okay.
But it was dark.
It was a human bite.
It was a human bite.
Okay. That much we didn't know. That's good to know.
And that much it was.
And it was a bite, not a chunk.
It was like something bit him.
You know, okay. This might be, you know, I'm going to wait until he's got the recording back on to say this, I guess.
Yeah.
Because there's something that now I'm thinking about that, like, from the comics, that I'm like, this might actually be the segue into it.
Oh.
Which would be interesting. Do you guys read the comics at all?
I do research.
You dabble?
I dabble.
Okay, yes, you dabble.
So I know.
Mark, you don't.
I know there's an older.
No, comic. I haven't. I mean,
I know there's supposed to be in the comics. There's an older Carl.
Yes, there's an older Carl.
He looks like a one eyed. He looks like one eyed Thor.
He looks pretty bad.
He looks like he's like Rune King.
Well, I do know, like with the comics, the one thing that they have not shown on the show is the fact that Rick is missing a hand.
Right, they didn't.
They
figured there was already one person with one hand at the time, so it was like, why we got, because Merle was it Merle?
Oh, that's right.
Merle had the one hand.
But isn't Negan supposed to cut off his hand, or the governor cuts off?
No, the governor cuts off his hand.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Early on, and then governor gets a hand cut off, or something like that happens. I forget. There's a lot of hands happening.
A lot of Vader hand cuts.
Honestly, I was just impressed that they did Carl's eye.
Yes.
I was like, are you gonna cut the balls and the prosthetics to do that every week? So
that
was pretty impressive.
But this particular episode really seemed, after what we were given this season, this one really, I really felt walking away from this, we didn't need this much of a downer.
Okay.
In the sense of, we could have left this a little, for once, kind of left the season on a high note.
Yeah.
Right.
Rolling into the next
episode. I mean, this whole season has been a downer, honestly. It's been like the season of war, so you just know like bad things are gonna happen. I mean, come on, like Ezekiel 2 weeks ago.
Right.
Come on. Mm-hmm. That was like heart wrenching, so
Ezekiel's alive, his people are dead.
Right, but that whole thing, and like going through that with Ezekiel, like seeing him fall from grace, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So like this entire season has been like, damn, you know?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So that just follows, you know, par for course at this point.
This season also got dragged on the internet. It got dragged hard.
Yeah.
Harder than the season where, you know, everybody was like all in, you know, clutching their pearls after Glenn got smashed up.
Right.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry.
Except
the ginger.
Abraham, I love to.
You said the ginger. I like to, you know,
hanging out with Jeremy Kyle.
He's like that the Band of Brothers. I remember him first in Band of Brothers.
You know, that's funny because when you said ginger, my first thing was Band of Brothers too.
Band of Brothers. Yeah. he was the only ginger.
I think of him as handlebars. Abraham has handlebars to me.
Oh, he is Dum Dum Dugan. If they did not get the other guy, he would have been Dum Dum Dugan.
Is it interesting that we had handlebars and we still got a dude with a mullet?
Yeah.
Oh, Eugene.
He's like old school.
That's
like,
okay. Yo,
fashion.
It's Atlanta, you know? You know how Atlanta is.
Exactly.
There's no black people.
You know what?
His mullets are handlebars.
I'm
to Wakanda.
I'm at a point.
I don't know what version of Atlanta this is.
Damn, really?
This is zombie apocalypse.
You know, honestly,
I'm going to Wakanda.
I'm honestly thinking that all, like, basically there's somewhere that all the black people went because none of the zombies are black people. So, no. And then it's in Atlanta. So I'm like, did all the black people, like, get wind of this and
except,
just
except
go somewhere?
Except Morgan's wife.
Except for Morgan and Morgan's wife. And his son.
She's clearly black.
Yeah, wow.
This is what happens when you get your black card revoked. Zombie apocalypse, and you don't know
and what's
going on.
You don't get
out safe.
You don't get out safe.
Hey, they didn't warn us about Trump. We not warning them about the zombie apocalypse.
So everybody in Atlanta, and Paperboy, and everybody's just Daniel Glover.
Oh, yeah, they're done. They've been gone.
They're gone.
No, I mean gone. Like, they got the memo and like, nigga, we gotta get out of town.
Yes! That's what I'm saying. There's like an underground resistance that are just thriving. Mm-hmm. They're like in fucking Wakanda underground.
You mean like underground? Like underground CW?
You know, but the interesting thing is,
That was a good show.
They all just left.
But speaking of underground, this is the first time with like last night, that's where they fled. They went into the sewer. It's about damn time somebody decided to
figure it out.
Man, but you don't know what's down there.
Did they bring any lights? I'm sorry. Isn't that kind of an obvious choice? Like, shouldn't Negan with all of his strategic knowledge.
What's the easiest way to get around a Sith?
Doesn't he see a great and say, oh, wait a minute.
You know he thought of that. He's a smart man. He's a bastard, but he's a smart bastard.
Did they use this in the show?
No. Not yet.
Well, it's in the country, right? So this is how far.
I mean, they went in where Alexandria is. They went into the sewer. They let them attack Alexandria, but they went into the sewer. Okay. So now, when Negan rolled up in there, you know, everybody, half of them fled. They had a convoy that escaped, and the other half went underground, literally. So it's you know, in when you think about Negan, that's the only way you were going to get away from me, Rick. Underground.
That's pretty good.
Quick side note. Real fast.
Yeah.
Did you guys hear about this thing of Morgan Dean Stanley probably being the next Batman? Did y'all hear about that?
Yeah. I heard about him possibly being it because
this talk
of,
is buzz.
But it's specifically for Flashpoint. It's specifically for Flashpoint. Yeah. Because right now he's supposed to be playing.
Oh, so he would be.
He's playing the dad.
Thomas Wayne.
Yes.
So that's how he becomes Batman.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Now that would be badass.
That would be right? Dope.
Wow.
He'd be perfect as Thomas Wayne Batman.
As drunken Thomas Wayne Batman.
Because
with
the next movie is Flashpoint Batman.
Thank you. That's clarification. Oh, thank you.
Because otherwise, John Hamm is actually in the talks. Last I heard, John Hamm was in the talks for actually becoming Batman.
Okay. Wow.
So after if what's his name leaves.
Which I keep hearing.
Yeah, I mean, I keep on hearing it, but I heard it before Justice League too. So I don't know if it's actually true or if it's just like people wishful thinking or whatever. Even though I still like him.
Go ahead.
And I'll say what I have to say after.
No, no, you were talking about...
No. It has nothing to do with that.
Walking Dead. I just asked...
Yeah, so we just went to a segue.
But you're a Walking Dead guy because I didn't.
I mean...
How was it? It was an episode. I mean, this is it. This is the final episode till February. So,
but, I mean, for me, production-wise, it was just too damn dark. And not dark in storytelling. It was just you couldn't see. And something I do have to ask you this, Steven, because I was confused.
Because you're a vampire. It's a dark shit.
What the hell exactly happened with Maggie? Cause at one point they Negan's lapdog stopped her.
Mm-hmm.
And then she went back to the hill.
I gotta love her.
And killed one of the saviors.
Right.
Was that... I was confused. Was that a flashback?
No, it wasn't a flashback. Okay. This is how I understood it.
That's my problem. Mm-hmm.
And I could be completely off base here.
Right.
But they got stopped by a small group of saviors.
Okay.
And they, by being in their cars, they kind of had the saviors had the high ground.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Our heroes were in the cars, I should say. So, saviors kind of come up. They surround the cars. Aim the machine guns.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Homeboy, I forget the dude's name, but the one with the really belligerent, tall guy with the mustache.
With the little golden?
He's that guy.
He's kind of like
receiving
the
hairline guy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, he pops out. They have Big Boy, who basically was Ezekiel's main bodyguard.
Right, the big Simone-looking dude.
Right. Mm-hmm. So they have a gun to his head.
Oh.
So then they're... Now, here's where they lost me in the sense that I thought they were just going to kill Maggie.
Yeah.
That would have made sense, even though there was all this, like, Negan wants to make Rick, Maggie, and Ezekiel's execution public.
Right.
So there was all that talk about that, but... At the same time, from a strategic standpoint, you got Maggie right there on the road.
Might as well
kill her.
Make an example out of her, yeah.
But there's all this, like, gymnastics about...
gymnastics?
Well, in terms of, like, we're going to let you guys go back. We're going to take your guns, but we're going to let you guys go back to Hilltop.
Uh-huh.
Because you still have to make the food.
Really?
You still have to do the farming for us.
Okay.
We're just going to take your guns, okay, though, because but, so they you kill, guys are powerless otherwise.
So they kill the dude sitting behind Maggie.
To they show that they mean business.
They threaten her, you know, with going to kill the other dude.
Yeah. Right.
They hand out all the guns that they have in the cars. And then they Maggie says, all right, fine. You know, she plays ball. And that was all there was to it, right? And then they let them go back to Hilltop. And then when she gets back to Hilltop, there's guys still guarding Hilltop. Now, the thing is, it makes sense in the sense that the Saviors just got free from their compound.
Right.
Their first idea is to attack Alexandria.
Yes.
They don't have the guys. See, they sent guys everywhere.
Yeah.
But they don't really have the, I don't think they really have the manpower to attack everybody simultaneously.
Not anymore, no. Mm-hmm. They've been picked off so much that, like, yeah, they don't have the coordinated
Right. Numbers. Yeah. So the main thing was Alexandra to basically get Rick.
Right.
Okay. Who, of course, wasn't fucking there in the first place.
Right, cut the head off.
Obviously.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. So then they have this whole thing with Carl. And basically what is confusing is you give Maggie the out.
Yes.
It felt, and it did kind of feel like a cop out because it's like if you have
the chance,
you have the chance to deal with Maggie,
get rid of
deal with Maggie there.
Yeah.
But they didn't. They shot the dude that's just like some rando that's sitting in the car behind Maggie.
That's so lame.
That is,
because she says, I want to.
Like, if anybody remembers Neil before last night, please,
Neil,
hit us. It's, please hit us off right now.
He's Prune Face.
Oh, shit.
You remember Prune Face?
Yes.
No, nobody remembers Prune Face from
Dick Tracy.
No,
not Prune Face from Dick Tracy.
Prune
Face from Return of the Jedi.
Oh, shit.
One of those random guys that were in the back. Who had an action figure?
Walrus Man! I had a Walrus Man! I gave him away! And I'm an asshole because I could have probably got $1,000 for that motherfucker now!
And Hammerhead!
So, bitch, why did I get those action figures away? I'm a fucking idiot.
It's more like Cricket Head.
It's Bosk. Bosk was the IG-88, Bosk, and Boba Fett.
We
had five lines.
Right. Who somebody actually decided to somebody makes the fan fiction for. Because, you know, they're like, wow, lizard dude with extra long arms? I need to make a novelization of that.
Because the reason why I bring that up was because in what you call it, a robot chicken, when IG-88, he invited his cousin THX over and he shattered all the windows. And he's like, my cousin got to go.
The thing that was funny, why
I got confused was because they had a coffin or some kind of box with holes in it. So after they shot the dude in the back, she was like, I want to take the box with me to put the guy in.
Yeah.
And then she goes back to the hill and she goes, because you know they had some of the saviors in the a concentration camp.
Right.
So she's like, take him out.
Uh-huh.
And the guy comes out and she blows his head off. And I was like,
he was talking shit though.
Yeah, he was. So I was like, okay, so wait, what are we doing now? Because was that supposed to send, like, a message to them saying that? Because basically, at this point, it seems like the Saviors are grasping at straws.
Uh-huh.
Like, they've lost it, because the whole thing was,
and they went to find
Ezekiel.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the whole thing, because the dude had, like, all the people left from Ezekiel's people.
Yeah.
Folks, and he was telling them, you know, tell us where he is,
right.
And he's steady talking, and I'm like, well, this doesn't seem like you guys at all, because normally you guys roll up, you know, where's Ezekiel? Bow.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm waiting for somebody to tell me where Ezekiel.
Right.
Bow. You know, but it's obvious that your numbers have dwindled.
Yeah,
and you're scared. So it's just a because even with the situation with Carl. Because Carl comes out to the top of the wall and tells Negan, he's like, kill me. And Negan, and you know Negan, he's like, oh, I like this kid. He
played that shit off, though, because he was actually stuck on stupid.
Yeah, because he was like,
actually stuck on stupid.
Because Negan was running his mouth, and he was like, well, then why don't you just shoot me? And I think that caught him off guard, because he was like, wait, what? And he was like, yeah, just shoot me. And he goes, oh, I like this, you know, and it's, you know, but of course.
This little motherfucker.
Yeah. That's so.
He actually secretly, I feel like Negan secretly loves Carl.
Yeah.
I think so, too.
I think so, too.
Like he wishes,
totally sees like himself in Carl. Uh-huh.
Basically.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if he could, I think he would adopt Carl.
Because he even
totally
says, when he's fighting Rick, he even says, oh, I'm going to groom him.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, he already kidnapped him once, and he had him making spaghetti, and he, like, you know, they had a bonding experience.
Although, right. I remember seeing that. I do remember seeing that.
He totally likes Carl. Mm-hmm.
I do love the fact that your boy finally jumped ship. He was like, I can't go back. The one with the torn up face.
Oh.
The blind dude with the string.
Yeah, he was like.
Oh, he finally gave up?
Yeah, he was like, look, I got to go with y'all. Because they already know that I'm. But
well, the lady got away. Mm-hmm. So the second she gets back to the other savior, she's going to be like, Dwight fucked us up. Like,
mm-hmm.
And what about Mullet?
Oh, I'm fucking tired of him.
Gene, I am so.
I would. You know what?
you know what that look was? I would trade any of them black characters for that motherfucker.
I would trade any of the other characters. I'll trade Merle for you.
Merle, that's the character. You know what?
And you know Merle would have voted for Trump.
Yeah, no, he would have.
Twice.
Yeah. I don't even care. But you can't help it like this. Well, I'm sorry. Merle is like a situation like this. You exasperate me. Obviously, you don't like me because I'm black. I don't like you because you're a redneck. But fuck, I want you on my team.
Yeah, it's like, but we cool, right?
Hold on, right. No.
We cool, right?
He's not even cool. He's just like this. I'm always going to be exasperated for you. Could you bother me?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you want some pound cake and we'll get some
zombies. Oh, yeah, don't get me wrong.
You want some pound cake?
Turn the strategy and survive a zombie apocalypse. It's big picture
shit.
I mean, don't get me wrong. It's like zombie, angry redneck.
Every moment's a stand moment at this point. It's like, Jesus Christ. What? All right, let's go save them.
Here's my problem.
Let's go save him.
Here's my problem with Eugene.
Yeah.
He's that character that literally death is not good enough. It's like when Ramsay in Game of Thrones got chewed up by his own dogs, and I was like, that's not good enough.
It's like, no, because
I need something more. But this is not satisfying to me.
Because
it's like,
wait, you getting eaten alive is kind of fucked. Have you been watching Nat Geo lately?
It's fucked up. No, I'm not saying it's not fucked up. But it's one of those.
#SekaKama.
It's one of those characters where you're like, I don't know. And no, I do you one better.
Yeah.
It's like when in Django Unchained.
Yes.
When he finally got hold of Samuel Jackson.
Yes.
And I'm like, I don't know what would satisfy me in getting rid of you.
Right.
Because even if he shot him in the kneecaps, left him to burn in the house, I'm like, that's still not good enough. Something else needs to happen to your ass. Like, you need to go to hell, and then I need to see the 72nd demon from the bowels of depths to come get you. And then, like, it's still not good enough.
Why am I getting, like, a vision of, you know, you need to be anally violated by a compass?
And that's still not good enough.
It's still not good enough.
Yeah, it's not good enough. You're right.
It's just...
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas.
they don't call it crappy snout for nothing.
Dante's Inferno isn't good enough for you.
I completely agree.
I need to find out, what the hell did Eugene do? Because all I remember him doing is
Betrayal!
Isn't he supposed to be an inside agent?
He's not an inside agent. He's a bitch-ass motherfucker.
Yes, and he bitched and said, I'm going to go against people because they're going to win. And fuck the rest of you.
Yes.
Wow.
And all I could think about was like, you're a lying ass. The only reason why you're alive is because you lied.
Yes. And said you had the cure in the first place.
And your boy decided...
He manipulated people.
To save you. Mm-hmm. And, like, and you have the nerve to be mad at the people who dragged you. Like, at some point, they should have left your ass to die.
But see, they're good people, so they're not. And that's the thing that bothers me, because I know at the end of this friggin' season, they're going to save Eugene. Eugene is going to live, and Eugene is going to join the group again.
I am sure of it,
but I really don't want him to. I want them to just be like, you know what, Eugene? You lived, but we're closing the gate on you, and just let him walk away.
Father Gabriel, and Father Gabriel's dead then.
No, he's still alive.
No, he's still holding
on. He's hanging on, but...
Barely.
But...
Shit.
Fucking I'll put it to you like this. I'll put it to you like this.
I mean,
it ain't exactly raining antibiotics.
I mean, we knew that he was dead since we found him, honestly. Come on.
Father Gabriel, not to, you know, upset the Father Gabriel fans out there, all three of them.
He got better, at least.
Father Gabriel, Father Gene.
At least he started.
Nobody cares about Father Gabriel.
At least he started.
No one cares about
him. At least he started.
I'm tired of watching black dudes die on the show, and I don't give a fuck about Father Gabriel. These are the fucks I give about Father Gabriel. I mean...
Jesus.
Basically.
It's all the fucks.
Yeah, there you go.
It's all the fucks. Salt Bae got nothing on me.
Basically.
I got nothing.
No, exactly. No fucks.
No fucks to give. No fucks.
All right.
Hey, at least we know Morgan lives. Right?
Yeah, he's...
He's still okay, right?
He's surviving. Morgan lives and may rescue Ezekiel. It's kind of playing that way.
Yeah, it's looking that way.
Speaking of Morgan.
Yes.
Yes.
So... They're going to introduce him into Fear of the Walking Dead?
Which I love.
How are they going to do that?
Because he's in the past. He's literally the first person Rick meets outside of Glenn. When the whole thing starts, he meets Morgan first. And then he ditches Morgan because he's like, you're crazy. I'm going to leave you.
Right.
And Morgan has just lost his son. He's just lost his wife. Right. So he's in crazy town. But he's there from the beginning of the zombie apocalypse. So I think it's beautiful that we're going to see, one, the sanity of Morgan finally. Like how he finally comes to, you know, the monk that he is now.
Right.
Kind of. That he's on this whole killing thing. But also it's like... We're going to see how he saves these people. Because you know that he knows more than any of the people in Fear the Walking Dead do.
Right. Yeah.
You know, he's going to totally save their asses.
But, because I guess I'm right now I'm having timeline issues.
Sure.
Because there was that one, like, almost all Morgan episode. No, as a matter of fact, it wasn't all Morgan episode. Where he...
When what's-the-name found him?
Yes.
In that town?
And basically, like, they... lived together and they did this Kane from Kung Fu episode.
I was about
basically.
To say, showed him this way of Shaolin Kane, half Kane style.
Pretty much.
Because he got a full cane, he got no money.
Right. they showed him sugar cane,
sugar
I guess.
Cane. Right, sugar cane.
Whatever.
Can't give you a stash, but I got a cane.
So it's like, if we go over what we know,
yes.
In the very beginning,
mm-hmm.
there's Morgan with his boy
mm-hmm.
and the wife outside that he doesn't have a heart to shoot.
Right.
Yep.
We I'll leave that Morgan. Right.
I'm sorry.
Less than a dollar. Right now,
listen,
I guess.
For some brain. I suck your dick for some brain. Yes.
We leave.
Marcus done. Marcus, I'm done with this.
I'm sorry. Yeah, please continue.
But Kirk does bring up a point. Has Axel Braun done a porn parody of Walking Dead?
You know what? I listen.
Yes. Actually, yeah.
He has?
Yes.
Oh, why do you know this?
Because I'm a depraved motherfucker.
Okay. All right.
I'm a depraved motherfucker.
Hey, well, I'm the one who knows who Axel Braun is. So, I mean.
Oh, hello, thanks, sir.
Oh, hello.
Actually,
I knew too.
The reason why I know this, ladies and gentlemen, is because I'm an SJW.
I don't even want to know what that is.
They talk about whitewashing in film, and the Glenn character was whitewashing the porn episode.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's a white dude.
Yeah, plays the Glenn
character. But I mean, I didn't see that. You know what? I just remembered. You're right, because I didn't see it, but I read somewhere that the was levels a of whitewashing. Yes. Just there was a complaint.
In the porn version.
And it's kind of fucked up.
Yeah, because there's no good-looking Asian men.
Welcome to the Hentai Emporium. I'm a Rokusatsu Dutchie.
That's not true. Hey, no, there is. It totally isn't true. And this should go to the name. This should segue into the name.
Like, exactly. What's Russell Wong doing?
Shit. Not even Russell Wong, man. You got a whole bunch. I'm sorry. The dude who actually plays Glenn is a good-looking motherfucker.
Yeah. Actually, now that you mention it, speaking of Submariner, what the fuck is Russell Wong doing?
Oh, Jesus.
Which one's Russell Wong again? Russell Wong is...
He's the only Asian cat in New Jack City.
Oh, no, he's too old, dude. He's too
you
old,
don't remember that.
No, he's too old. I remember he had his own movie. They had his own TV might be show and series.
For he me, might be too old now.
Yeah, you're right. No, you're right.
They're talking about the brother from Hawaii Five-0.
Daniel J. Kim.
Yes. Thank you.
Wait a minute. I just saw something where he was the producer on.
Anybody know out there, please give us
a my God. Yeah, no, it was something that I saw over the weekend.
Shit now. We tossing shit.
Yeah, we are just...
Yeah, where are we? Where did we start from?
Can I do this real quick? Because a lot of people don't know that this happened recently. First, I'm going to try to say this. This is how to say goodbye. Using the Blackfoot Indian phrase, and it's ki tat ah ma se no. And I'm saying goodbye because of Steve Rivas, who is a Blackfoot Indian who played in Fargo. Passed away recently.
He was also in
Dances with Wolves.
What's the name again?
His name is Steve Rivas.
And which character was he?
He's a Blackfoot Indian.
Right.
And he, I mean, we all know his face, too.
Yeah, it's one of those.
He's one of those. He's one of those.
Oh, he's in Geronimo.
Yes.
He was a second. Yes. He was pretty much the second most important Native American character.
So I want to say goodbye to him in his native tongue because one of the things we don't give a lot of credit to, or Hollywood has not given a lot of credit to, is the Native American actors. Who have given a lot of authenticity to the films that they've done, and I want to say he was in the Lone Ranger. During the sequence when they were talking about Tonto.
Yeah,
when the Cheyenne was he Cheyenne or I forget which
I believe
which,
he was. Yeah, he was Cheyenne.
But I just wanted to say that because he passed away recently, and he's a truly great talent.
Yeah, you know what?
Good shout-out.
Wow. Yeah, that is a good shout-out. Really great shout-out. I mean, and yes, he's right. The Native American actors don't really get enough, and not just in Westerns. West Studi.
From Heat.
From Heat.
Yes.
That's my man. Not just Heat.
Yes. And in, that's my man,
and
yo.
And what's the McClane movie?
Die
Hard 3.
Right.
He was one of the cops that helped get the kids out of the, you know, so you don't have to just put him in Westerns.
No.
Right? I mean, they're part of the fabric of this country, of life, of the world. So, fucking A.
Yeah, definitely.
Absolutely. But, shit.
But I found that out this morning. It was one of those things where you're reading the paper and then it's like, as a side note,
right.
You know, this individual, and you're like, oh. And the crazy thing is that a lot of these guys, we don't know their names,
but we know that face very well.
And sadly enough, I mean, I can name three, right? West Studio is one of them. Eric Schwieg, who played Uncas in Last Mohicans.
Yes.
Of course, we all know Russell Means, who was also an AIM activist back in the 70s. Right? He played the father in Last Mohicans.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yes. So he's everywhere.
He's everywhere.
Yes.
Right.
Oh,
but they're there. Even the young lady who was the voice of Pocahontas is still around.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Again, I can't remember her name. And the thing is, I mean, shit. We're doing, Marvel has signed a thing with Fox on X-Men.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about the Forge character.
Mm.
Forge is a Native American.
I actually question whether or not they're going to cast him. I mean, they've already casted him. No, we saw Bishop. We haven't seen Forge. We saw Bishop. We have not seen Forge yet.
That's true. Never saw Forge. And I would Forge love to see him was the early on boyfriend
of Storm.
For
Storm.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And you know what? Just for fuck, you know what? I don't care what the fuck y'all going to say. I'm all for diversity. Fuck however you want to play it. Add him in. Fuck it. Just toss, you know what I mean?
Seriously. You're a
writer.
Awesome.
You're a writer. It's fiction. You can actually make up a storyline about that.
Plus, why Forge awesome, being indulged. That's an awesome mutant power that we haven't seen actually shown on TV.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
So, by all means, please show Forge.
I mean, let's be honest. Iron Man was a B-list cat. Nobody really thought he was going to be that big as he's going to be.
Well, until you put a dude who basically had his...
His life was minus the iron suit.
Yeah,
right. Was Tony Stark.
But
yeah.
You know what? And the funny thing is, nobody thought about that until they got.
Yeah.
They took out a hell of an
insurance policy out on that too.
There you go.
Because they weren't sure if he was going to be.
Yeah.
So, and speaking of, and somebody pointed this out.
Yes.
Rolling into the Infinity Wars trailer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Yes. Thank you.
Black Panther.
Yes.
I guess unless there's something coming out between Black Panther and that we don't know about, that's setting the stage.
That's it.
Yeah.
For now I'm really messed up in the head because I'm like basically this is it. I've got the pole. Running to this thing, and I'm like, I gotta get over this fucking thing. Whatever you guys do for Black Panther,
yes,
is gonna literally pole vault over into
Infinity
Wars.
I think you're right.
I mean, all the other movies have, like Ragnarok.
Mm-hmm.
Also cool. Led into that. Like, yes. Led into it in
space. Yeah.
I'm still loving Ragnarok. Mm-hmm. I'm still in love with Ragnarok.
No. Wakanda, you know, is going to lead into it, but not like. It's not going to, like, directly lead into it. It's going to lead into
it's got a side. Yeah.
Yeah.
But,
Did you notice that Bucky has a new arm?
Yes.
With the gold trim? He's got a Wakanda arm.
I
did not notice that.
He's got some gold trim in his arm this time. He's got a new upgrade.
Oh, shit. He got blamed on Wakanda.
Yup.
I'm really
just saying.
I will say this.
What's up, nigga?
Wakanda! After seeing
Wakanda, he's like the Eminem of Wakanda.
No.
Damn.
Somebody said no. This was foul because we had a conversation in the bar about the fact that
you were in the bar.
No, yes, I was.
Imagine the waste station.
So somebody said they wanted to know if Wakanda was next door
to Zamunda.
Yes.
Oh my god!
And he was the comment about that. So the comment is like, is it they're close to Zamunda?
Right.
And yes. I said, well, I guess
Zamunda's like their Canada.
I said somewhere in there, since we're going there.
We're going there, right?
Is the Pride Lands.
Right.
Yep.
So because Mufasa. So somebody said, "Well, I wonder where Mufasa is." And I said, "You didn't see Coming to America?" "Y'all didn't see Coming to America?"
Mufasa and Donald Trump Jr.
Because Mufasa was hanging around. What's his name?
Wait, with James Earl Jones. He was a cook.
That was Mufasa.
Mufasa became from the king of the Pride Land.
Joffrey Jumper is wearing Mufasa.
An ornament in Zamunda.
He's wearing himself.
Hold on. Call back tomorrow. Damn, Mark. God damn it.
How the hell are you going to bring that back so far?
God damn it, Mark.
Mark would be the one that would co-sign this.
I know he would. Yes. And I'd be the one
co-sign.
No, look. And I'd be just like this. But they're so good with the deal.
And I mean, I like fucked up shit. But gee, man.
That's just mean.
Joffrey. Wait,
that just means Joffrey Joffre is actually a lazy hunter. He just waited for the wildebeest to run over a lion.
Wait, you know, you mean shit! You mean he waited for Scar to kill him.
Right, he was like this. Oh, shit!
That lion, let's do it.
I didn't have to do a damn thing.
Someone clean that up for me.
You mean he waited for Alfred?
He waited for Alfred. Oh, shit. Oh, you know, damn. Alfred has... Wait, Alfred? Batman Alfred?
Yes, Justice League Alfred.
He had a lot of... Yeah, he... You know, I actually would be okay with that. I'd actually be okay with Joffrey Joffre coming to the Wayne Manor like this. Alfred, it's been a long time.
I am looking for my son,
Your Akeem. Highness. Mm-hmm. Your Highness. It has been a long time.
He's at the Waldorf Astoria.
Exactly! And Bruce is like this. You know a lot of black people. You know more black people than I do. This is the DC universe.
I would just see him like,
well, you are a white billionaire.
Wait a minute. Is that Mufasa around you? Just saying that.
Say it again.
Say it again. Mufasa.
Wow, we are really fucked up.
Now. Yes, we are.
I'm so glad they did that little thing in Facebook of how big Africa really is. Once you realize that America, China,
America can fit in Africa?
And stuff like that, you're like, okay, maybe there could be a Zamunda there right now.
No.
I'll buy that.
Let me just say this. As somebody who's been playing Assassin's Creed Origin.
Okay.
Okay.
Egypt.
Because silly rabbit segues are for kids.
Yes. Because you say that.
Yeah.
And like the whole, I didn't know Egypt was that damn big. Really? It's like, no, I really didn't. It's like, I'm rolling into places.
It's like several
Egypt,
states large.
Really? Yeah. Like, I rolled into Memphis last night and had to run through, 40 other places before I got there. I'm like, what the?
By the time I get to Memphis.
And this is Memphis, Africa.
Memphis, Africa.
Memphis, Tennessee.
We haven't got to Giza yet. So what the hell does that have to do with
it? It's a huge continent.
I'm like, that's just a country. I haven't even gotten into
it. I'm literally seeing you in the middle of, Memphis and Giza like this. What the fuck? Like, why is there so much space?
It was like an hour drive.
This is like Virginia. This is like Virginia, never ends.
I'm running around.
Do you want to get an apartment?
I might as well. It's you're a magi in this game.
Cool.
And literally, it's...
You didn't take a wrong turn off of Timbuktu?
I don't know where the hell I went. I ended up in places I didn't even know.
So, this is Egypt.
You know, a video game can make you feel geographically stupid.
You are a product of the New York educational school system.
We should go.
We have been lied to most of our lives.
Most.
All of our lives.
Most. Was there 5 minutes where somebody told you?
Well, we got the internet, so we got to learn for ourselves.
I realized Europe wasn't a continent until I was after college. I really thought Europe was a continent on its own.
Might as well have been, right?
It's like, no.
With how popular we learned about their history and everything.
It's like, oh, them niggas had some lot of shit.
Hell shit. I didn't realize that the Japanese sided with the Germans because we were fucking with their money.
Oh no.
And their oil. Yeah. We literally cut off the oil from them, and they were like, what the fuck are we gonna do?
Right.
Bomb Pearl Harbor.
Wait, hold on. Wait, we said it too much. Wait, you brought up the Infinity
War.
Yes,
okay, so
War.
Yeah, I don't know how this guy.
Let's do this.
Some World War II.
We literally went. We went.
And speaking, and no. He went in there, and I was just about to go. Speaking of the Nazis.
Right.
Earth X, the crisis we don't walk right around in right into the DC.
Yes.
Oh my
Earth
god.
X. Yes.
All
Earth
right.
X.
Yes. 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 Yes.
We got a lot of shit, but it's like.
Oh my god.
Okay.
The few people that are still listening to this,
hey guys, we got some nice people. Yeah.
Amazed at where we've taken the conversation.
Oh my god.
We're gonna bring it in.
Yes.
We're going to bring it in now, and
we went from Thanos to Egypt.
How many universes is it? It's 24 universes. We're universe 25.
That was Universe Palooza. That's what that was. But now we are settling
settle
into CW's
yes
yes
underground
interpretation
underground
of
not underground
crisis
on Infinite Earths, oh, but their version of it was this sort of adapted 4-episode tie-in
Carnivore, please.
Thing.
Right. Could the Nazis win?
Right.
Yes.
The Nazis. Is and it,
man on, in the high tower.
On Earth. Right. I believe it's Earth X.
Yes.
Earth
X. Yes. They fuck the man's
where win. The Nazis win, and now we've got a Nazi Green Arrow. We've got a Nazi Supergirl.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Which is like the worst thing possible.
Which is not like a Kara, the Wonder superpowered.
Oh, it is Kara.
It is Kara.
It's Kara, yeah. But it's Nazi Kara.
Nazi Kara.
Yeah. Nazi Kara.
Nazi Kara.
I'm thinking about
so basically it's darker makeup.
Yes. Right. So she's all gothed out.
Yeah. A little bit, yeah.
A little. Not so blonde. Not crazy.
So blonde. Right, okay.
But wearing a mask.
Wait, does she
have she has to be blonde.
Same hair. Same hair.
She has to be blonde. She's Nazi.
Right, she doesn't go completely dead.
She's just
hairy.
Like
it's
leather
just
kind of.
Oh, no, no. Yeah, I'm thinking of, what's Supergirl's alter ego? Is Wonder Girl or is it?
Power Girl,
yeah.
The one in the white outfit. Yeah. They cloned her at Cadmus.
Right. In animated series, though. That was the animated series. But in this one, it's not like
which
a
was
Power
a good
Girl
story.
No, it's actually Kara.
It is
going to
be Kara.
Nazi Kara.
She's Nazi Kara.
She's yes. Nazi Kara.
Yeah. She, okay, that sucks.
And Nazi
Kara. She didn't use the N word.
Thank God.
But,
did they use the S word or the W word?
What,
I don't
swastika?
Think they used any.
Yeah,
no, they didn't use any.
They
used
any though.
No, they
were very.
But there were swastikas in the background.
They made
so
it.
So wait, so this is like politically correct Nazis,
basically.
Yeah.
Or
but they were
probably because
Nazis.
They killed everybody, so they probably forgot the racial slurs at this point.
Yeah, honestly, there were no other people to talk about, so it was done.
Right.
What?
It was done.
I will say this: the only issue I had with
X
all four parts is if you're
four.
Yes.
Damn.
And no, and it's not really anything bad.
Yeah.
But if you don't watch the show on a regular, they spent a lot of time going into things that were going on regularly
in the other shows,
as opposed to getting into the story arc of why. Because once we found out why the Nazis
but
were
you know
here,
no.
I know. I understand. No, and I completely no. I'm not bothered by that. Mm. But it was like if I never watched. If somebody said to me, "Hey, watch this 4-part series."
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I would have been lost half of the time because
totally.
I would have been like, okay, so what's going on with these characters? Like, there's certain people who died that I didn't even know who they were, like, gone off the shows.
Firestorm was
one. Well, I'm sorry. I have to say this. As much as I love Firestorm,
the brother
half, somebody needs to. I hate to even
go ahead.
Somebody
say it.
Needs
brought it
out. Somebody he needs an acting coach.
Thank you.
There you go.
Because
no.
This is not taken from who he is as a character. But the fact that his second the part that makes him who he is
right, the old professor
dies and just he just was not convincing to me as someone who is in sorrow.
Mm. Right.
Okay.
And I really, and that's the one thing that took away from me.
Yeah.
That I just couldn't get because I wanted to.
Yeah.
Like I wanted, like I was like, I get it. Mm-hmm. I understand. You know, you two felt like you were father and son and you were joined together and this and that. But he dies and it's his whole, whoever directed him.
Yeah.
Just didn't like he
didn't
couldn't
push
even
him
he
hard
could,
enough.
He couldn't even manifest tears.
Yeah, he was not grieving.
So it was just it was sort of grieving. like I'm acting like I'm grieving as opposed to
he needs to hang out with Viola Davis.
No,
because when Viola Davis is crying,
some tears.
Yeah. When Viola Davis is crying,
I feel
and
good. I feel
and
good.
Not just crying.
Alfie Woodard. Alfie Woodard. Which is grief.
No, he needs to hang out. He needs to hang out.
Viola Davis get all kinds of shit going on.
I'll tell you, He needs to hang out with Terrence Howard. Because even when things are not even sad, Terrence Howard is like, you know, and the man and the thing. My man. The thing.
Man. Man, they just asked you if you wanted more pickles. You want more pickles? That's true. I want
more pickles. He got the glass eyes.
Do you understand that a pickle used to be? A cucumber?
I love it.
Do you understand that cucumber had feeling?
In the first Iron Man, when he saw the Iron Man suit, his eyes got glassy.
I had to stop watching Empire because of this.
Yeah, because you glassy eyes.
Because he was on Law and Order. Man. They had that one Law and Order spinoff, and the moment he got up in court, he was like, you gonna put this man in jail? He belongs in jail. Why are you crying? It's like,
you know, his nickname was in high school? Sweaty Gobblers.
Damn.
Sweaty Gobblers.
But I thought the execution of it was really well done.
Yes.
Okay.
They did a very good job. Yes.
Yeah.
For what they could do. Absolutely.
I think they took too long to get to the fact of why Supergirl.
Yes.
Because I was like, damn, Supergirl keep getting her ass kicked.
Yeah, what
the hell is wrong with her?
Yeah.
And then we find out that she's dying. And then it's like, oh, okay.
Spoilers.
I think we could have gotten to that sooner.
Yeah.
But all in all, I thought it was well done.
I need to ask this question because I mentioned it during our text talk real quick.
Sure, sure.
And in comparison, and probably this isn't a fair thing to do. Oh. I don't know if it's properly fair to make a comparison between the Justice League movie and this Crisis on Infinite, because I did mention that a lot of people have mentioned that they did a better job in terms of this large crossover thing.
Right?
And the thing is, and
I remember hearing about that, but I don't necessarily agree with it.
Right. I understand. Mm-hmm. I don't know how proper that really is. But I will just throw this in real quick. Legends of Tomorrow is in it, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you don't really get much of them from any of the other shows. They don't have their own show.
No.
Were they even introduced in Arrowverse or The Flashverse or Supergirl?
They were introduced in the Flash.
Yes.
And that's as a group.
Yes.
Yes. They began. That's when they put them all together.
There was some Arrow crosstalk too.
Was there?
Right. Yes, there was. There was old Oliver at one point. They even went old one arm Oliver at one point. Yeah, they did.
Because with this, they brought Captain Cole back into the universe.
Oh yes,
because he basically died
in the other universe.
And they keep throwing him around.
He's one of the actors from Breakout.
My only issue with Legends of Tomorrow with Captain Cole and his brother. Yeah. They seem to overact their roles.
Yeah, they do.
As opposed to, and I kind of think the reason why that is because I guess maybe the directors or the producers of the show don't want a carbon copy of Prison Break.
Of that dynamic.
You know, his brother constantly over dramatizes.
So what do you think the director's telling him? Like, just channel your inner Heath Ledger a little bit and ramp it up.
We love everything about you in Prison Break, both of you. But do everything different from Prison Break.
Yeah.
So do whatever didn't work in Prison Break, do now.
Yeah.
Because we can't have you guys doing the same thing
in Prison Break. Because we
hired you both because of Prison Break. Is that Warner Brothers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's absolutely Warner Brothers.
Yes, it is. I just want to say,
jeez,
I did enjoy the kiss. I enjoyed the relationship. I enjoyed the fact that they outed Captain Cold as being gay.
Yes.
Bring
it back. Who kissed who?
Wait, I'm sorry.
Captain Cold kissed with Firestar.
The Ray, yes.
And the Ray's powers are...
The Ray's powers are he shoots, solar beams at you.
Wait, is that the guy from Captain America outfit?
The I don't know, but he has a star. Goat. Yeah. He has a goat helmet with a fin on it.
Yes, I know that. I think he's the one that
that's right. He's with Ray. So
wow.
But I like it. I like the fact that he dealt with that.
Excuse me.
That was cool. Thank you.
You watch Spartacus.
Come on.
You watch Spartacus.
Oh yeah, well that's a different. Trust me, I wouldn't do that there. Orca! I wouldn't do that there.
Shit, I'm bleeding. Captain Cole and Ray is a highlight.
They're together.
So we have
Several scenes where they actually kiss and everything, and that's it's a nice little reveal.
Sweet.
CW, I'll tell you what, CW is not shying away from any forms of diversity.
So all you cats talking about, you know, SJWs is destroying DC and Marvel. What's your shit on this? You have interracial relationship. You have homosexual relationships.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. You have a father, single father raising two children with Black Lightning coming up pretty soon.
Yeah, that's right.
And Kara's sister,
but diversity.
That's right.
Having the issue of having the one night stand.
The one night stand. What's her name? Sarah
Lance. I want to watch more of this Legends of Tomorrow. Because that's ballsy to do. That's a ballsy thing.
But
they're fun.
I want to see
this. Just don't take it seriously. Because Mark was saying, there's all this stuff that's happening that I didn't quite. They were going to do that because you've got people that are probably just watching Arrow.
Yeah.
You got people that are probably just watching The Flash.
Right.
Yeah. Probably don't have time to commit to because
Legends of Tomorrow. Because
what do most people say when you bring up new shows to them? Oh my God, I got to start watching another goddamn show. But you do this crossover thing,
and you have get everybody.
People, you make sure everybody's nice and interesting, then you hook everybody else in to all four fucking shows.
Right. Although I do have to say this.
True.
With Supergirl. If they're going to start kicking off these crossovers with Supergirl, they got to get into the crossover a whole lot earlier. Because even when they did the thing with the Flash.
Yeah, Flash and Supergirl crossover.
The shit didn't happen until the end of the episode.
Right.
Almost like 15 minutes before the episode
was Supergirl. And that kind of pissed me off.
15 minutes before the Supergirl episode was over, then the Nazi show. I'm like, why do y'all drag this thing out on Supergirl? It's almost like, you know, well, Supergirl's the throwaway. We can drag this shit out. And so I'm like, well, shit. Let's get into it. Like,
but I think at that point also, they had just shipped Supergirl over from CBS.
Yes. No. You're right. That was the second season.
Again... You're trying to get
those people
that you got over involved. From CBS.
Right. Trying to get them back interested.
Back into,
and you're trying to get them interested, and you're trying to get them to watch all this other shit.
Right.
So, that's game recognizing game. That's not...
I mean,
Riley.
Just saying.
Game recognized game.
That's a first. Hey, we've got... Oh, shit. We've got 2.5 minutes before we end this episode. Who wants to promote something?
So, Taryn and I have been holding out on this big announcement, and I know this looks backwards where you guys are. But Taryn and I wrote a children's book many moons ago, and it is finally done. So, it is called Etienne and the Stardust Express. It is a hardcover children's book. We will be, in the coming weeks, we will let you know exactly. We have to do like a launch.
Yes, I would love
to. We have to do a launch. Let's do
it. A launch party for kids' books?
A launch party for children's books.
That's right, because adults buy children's books.
And
get drunk. That's right.
But I have
the place for all of us to go.
But it has been a labor of love.
It has been.
We have... struggle to get this in this form. Really have. Taryn has done an awesome job. She did all the art over.
Yeah.
So
it's really good, guys.
So we will be hitting you up about this as we go along. And as always, I'm doing my open mic.
Yes.
At Precious Metal. It'll be on the 27th after Christmas this year.
Precious Metal.
143 Troutman Street in Bushwick. 7 o'clock on the 27th, open mic storytelling show. Come on out and support it.
Good. All right. Nice work.
Yeah.
Congratulations. And by the way, for those of you that peep our Facebook page, please join us in giving Taryn.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
For our new flagship logo.
Yes.
Caricature.
Wow.
Of herself and the three of us. Never had that before.
Never had that before.
That was awesome. Hey. So on that note,
she gave me an afro.
We are
good for you. Thank you.
You need an afro. We are going to end this episode.
Damn,
we're going to get a snack. We're going to come back. Thank you for listening, watching, bearing with us while we had a little technical difficulty in the beginning there. And peace out.
Peace out.
All right.